Proclamation number 5661 of 28th of April, 1953. Transmission of spiritual messages. Love and wisdom. Humility. Only a few people have the grace of divine instruction, and it is given to them to hear the voice of the Spirit within themselves, as soon as they are to utilize the received spiritual knowledge as teaching material again, as soon as they work as servants in the vineyard of the Lord and want to carry the gospel out into the world. Every such spiritual instruction from above. Because the spirit in the human being is part of God, bears the stamp of divine love and wisdom and can therefore be evaluated as purest truth. The place of origin of the received is the spiritual kingdom, because the transmitters of the messages belong to this kingdom and because the transmission is an act of transferring and passing on divine strength and belongs to the blissful activity of the blissful spirit world. A divine spark of strength slumbers in the human being which, through ignition and constant supply, increases more and more and finally becomes one with the fire of eternal love. What the human being lacks on earth is strength and light, and both will be supplied to him through the right way of life by bearers of strength and light who are constantly fed by the eternal source of strength and light and can therefore also constantly distribute it. You humans must first really understand this process in order to then also understand that light and strength are equal to brightest knowledge and the ability to master everything on earth, to be able to accomplish everything. The gift of healing the sick or working other miracles cannot be learned but can be acquired by opening oneself to the light and strength which flows directly from the original source of light and strength when the human being turns to God directly and asks Him for it in the firm belief that he can also receive light and strength directly from God and use what he receives with a loving heart for the blessing of those who are completely without light and strength. Then there are no limits set by God for the receipt of light and strength. And the human being will be introduced to all wisdom, and he will always move in truth, in right thinking and brightest recognition. But truth is offered to the human being in such a way that it is also comprehensible to him, otherwise he would not be able to do anything with knowledge which he is now to pass on to his fellow human beings. And therefore God also enlightens the human being's spirit. Together with the truth He also gives the power of realization, the ability to judge, and thus also the ability to recognize error which often wants to creep in as truth, offered by beings which are hostile to the truth. But as long as people are on earth for the purpose of ascent development, light and darkness will fight for the souls, and where truth shines forth from God as light, darkness will also send its messengers to extinguish this light again. And because people are to be educated to become bearers of light who still dwell in dark surroundings themselves, because the earth is not a kingdom of light, dark forces also have access, and they work with cunning and deceit. The human being is also exposed to thug activity because he is not yet perfect, yet he can protect himself through God's call, which is always heard. The human being can erect barriers himself which are insurmountable for the forces of darkness if he establishes the bond with God so firmly that his presence spreads such a bright ray of light that the dark beings fall to the ground blinded and are unable to approach the human being. From which it follows that God and the truth must be so deeply and intimately desired that every error is denied access, for God respects this desire for him and fulfills it. 28th of the 4th, 1953, but he also respects its free will. And therefore God's adversary can slip in where he is granted shelter. He can prevent the working of the spirit in the human being as soon as he only finds a quality related to his nature which serves him, as it were, as a bridge to enter the human being's world of thoughts. A quality related to him, as there are, pride, envy, avarice, covetousness, earthly lusts, among which carnality is the worst. Only a hint of these faults needs to appear in him, then he already gives the enemy of his soul a handle, which he certainly knows how to use. And then the human being's thinking is no longer free from error either, because God's spirit cannot work where God's adversary is at work. A spiritually awakened person will indeed rarely accept spiritual instruction in a state of such weakness where he allows God's adversary access to him. He will rarely establish contact with God when he is under the spell of a passion, a bad habit or a sinful desire. But one thing can darken his spirit at any time: spiritual arrogance. A mistake into which a person entrusted with a mission can easily fall, that he thinks himself great and exalted above his fellow human beings and in such self-conceit now seeks to establish contact in order to receive spiritual good. Then there is the greatest danger that God's adversary will intervene and teach him, because the human being opens his heart which, however, will not receive any light but will be darkened. Spiritual arrogance has already caused many people to fall, for arrogance is a part of him who is the ruler of darkness. The human being remains weak and exposed to temptations as long as he stays on earth, yet if he turns to God in profound humility he will also be assured of his protection. Yet he must always struggle and have a great desire for truth, and he must want to serve God. Then he will always have the beings of light at his side who will protect him as long as he receives spiritual knowledge, but who will also prevent him from receiving it if he is in danger of succumbing to the adversary's influence. But as soon as a person offers to do vineyard work for love of God and his fellow human beings, his services will be accepted, and then the beings of light will form a wall around this servant who will then be instructed by the Spirit of God, for God protects his work and thus also his servants from error because he wants the truth to be spread, because he wants a light to be conveyed to people which shall illuminate the darkness in which humanity languishes, especially in the last days before the end. Amen.